I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
I was going to do it out of spite because I had other points to make against a argument I heard yesterday afternoon during afternoon drive about this almost no-hitter and how Stephen Vogt handled it. I'll get into all the minutiae of that coming up later in the show. There is one thing, though, what I loved what Stephen Vogt did. Here is Stephen Vogt after the game talking about, was he looking at pitch count? Did he even talk to Gavin?
One of the things, you look at the velo was still there, the stuff was crisp. I didn't dare ask him how he was feeling. I didn't talk to Carl or Albie the whole game. It was one of those things with a four-run lead like that, you got to let him go. You don't know how many chances these pitchers ever going to have to do it, so he was going to get to go the whole way.
Listen, you ain't got, and there was some criticism yesterday afternoon about it, and I'll get deeper into that coming up later in the show, as I just said. Respectfully, of course. But you don't have much to go on with this team. You have a chance here. You're looking at a chance here where everybody's in. Everybody's buying into this. You're playing good baseball. You're back. How many times have you seen it so easy where teams can just call it a day and you're out there playing out the stretch? You're not doing that. Here you have a golden opportunity dropped in your lap. I mean, I've been critical of him. We were critical of him during the beginning of the 10-game losing streak for not going out there and getting himself thrown out when Jose Ramirez got thrown at. Because he should have went out there, raised hell, got himself thrown out of the baseball game. It's a cheap pop, but it worked. This, it's like, hey, I believe in my guys. I'm putting my guy back out there. In fact, I'm a former catcher. I just stopped catching a couple years ago because he's a young guy. If anybody is supposed to know how to handle a pitcher, it's supposed to be a catcher, and he handled it the right way. That this is, hey, this is a Gavin Williams win. This is a great win. Vote win. Definitely a vote win. Marked in the calendar, Tone.
Or a Hedges win, too.
Hedges win as well. You want to put that in there? Fine.
So I totally agree with you. And look, this is, I know in sports we're all trying to get smarter. And this is something that probably, if you've heard, you know, anyone talk about basketball, it's become nauseating over the years about, well, this is the formula. This is how you win. Shoot the three. Shoot as many threes. Then the coach after the game. What does the coach say after the game? Oh, well, we got good looks. We got good looks. And it becomes nauseating because you're like, well, you have to learn how to play other ways. You have to figure out a way to not be a slave of the numbers. Well, finally, here in baseball, we've trended towards numbers, 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 everything, either strikeout, home run, that's okay. Line them up, keep swinging. And it's like, well, sometimes you got to figure out other ways to win ball games or to just revert back to baseball. Mm-hmm. It's this sport that we all played first growing up. And what's one of the things that we all thought separated baseball from every other sport, which is gut feeling, Sometimes a manager just has to have a gut feeling. And yesterday, your manager, and tell me what plays in a clubhouse better than this. A manager rode his arm. He rode his pitcher. And he even admitted after the game, he's like, I didn't talk to him. And I know in the afternoon show was like, what? What do you mean you didn't talk to him? And he's like, yeah, I'm a catcher. I didn't talk to him. We didn't have all the communication. Sometimes you get bogged down. It's paralysis by overanalysis. Yeah, you could have those guys sitting there on the bench in the clubhouse, biting their fingernails, trying to avoid the elephant in the room, and then seeing that pitching number go up and go up and go up. And we all saw he struggled in that second inning, so there was a lot of undue stress because of the two walks, a wild pitch, and everything, but he settled down. And you know what? You had a manager dialed into one thing and one thing only yesterday, and that was his players. He listened to his players in a way. I know it sounds crazy. He didn't talk to his catcher, but talk to his pitcher, but he listened to his players. Yesterday, you had a manager that I think bought himself even more credibility with the rest of his team by not doing what all these managers are doing in baseball right now, which is to show me the number. Anybody can do that. Guys, anybody can manage from their radio studios from 2 to 7 at the Halley Building. Anybody can do that.
Oh, the gloves are off.
That's the easiest thing in the world. But why do we pay you?
I wanted to save it.
Why,
go ahead.
Why do we pay you? We pay you to have an understanding of your baseball team. And right now, this
I thought you were talking
manager,
about why do you pay the guys from 2 to 7. No, I went, whoa.
This man. No,
they hear your thoughts on that.
They, you know what? No, they deserved what they got paid yesterday because I got fired up. I got fired up listening to Jonathan and Nick because I'm like, man, they just rode Gavin Williams. Ooh. He might have yesterday. I don't want to be overreactionary, but it's going to sound that way. Yesterday, he might have became the ace. And you know how I know that? Because the manager trusted him.
A lot of people are saying it.
The manager trusted him to go the distance, and thank God they gave him the chance.
A lot of people saying it.
I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
Now, that being put out there, I had to ask the question on Twitter, because there's two superstitions in sports that I really hate. I think that, like, Punxsutawney Phil. Punxsutawney Phil's cute. You go out there, you sit there, it's just like the movie, and you got, what, Andy McDowell, who's in the movie with Bill Murray, and you go out there and you see the groundhog, and it's a giant rodent, and people like to go through that superstition and that whole tradition.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I like ghost stories. I like the macabre. I like some of the other things. I mean, there's a lot of fun to superstition that I have. Two things that annoy me. One is the Madden curse. There's no curse on a video game. The other thing that annoys me is yelling at people for saying no hitter. I was getting tweets about Tom Hamilton saying no hitter. And my thought was, guys, don't be blaming the play-by-play guy over saying no hitter. There were people who were annoyed that it said no hitter alert on the broadcast on the lower third.
Even though they're not talking about it, you can see it.
Yes. That all said, That all said, I still won't say it. I still don't want to be in. I don't know why it seems so stupid. It probably is stupid to be that way. I'm annoyed by anybody who gets annoyed by it or gets upset and says that you're going to cost our team, you're going to jinx our team, but I still won't do it. I still can't bring myself. Like yesterday, I had somebody go like, all I'll say, Kenny, as we came back in from the studio, all I'll say, Kenny, is there's been a lot of outs in a row. And in my head, I'm like, well, just tell me. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to say it, so why am I just going to tell him?
Well, Anthony Alant was doing the updates yesterday during the afternoon show, and he was kind of dancing around it. I don't think he used the term no-hitter. Now,
what does a young kid like Anthony Alant do in that situation? Because it's like, hey, Tom Hamilton has gravitas. If you're critical of Tom Hamilton, you can go cram it with the walnuts.
Tom
ugly.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
so. Hall of Famer.
That's a Hall of Famer saying. But Anthony Alant's just starting out. Anthony Alant's just a pup.
I heard people talking about how Tom was addressing it. Everybody has their way to do it. But yesterday, Nick and Jonathan were kind of questioning how Anthony was handling it too. And he kind of hung in there steadfast. Like he didn't say no hitter, right, Mitch? I don't think he said no hitter at any point.
He could say that he's technically a journalist, a Big J journalist, a Silver Sal Award winner, and say that he has to give the news. Where's Jeff Thomas? I might have to bring in Jeff on this.
And we need the veterans.
Because I need the veterans. But I also think that the veterans are in a different place than where the young guys are. You may cave to the pressure. I also know that, hey, you know, we're not talking about tariffs and hostage negotiations and things like that. This is professional sports, for crying out
loud.
And
that's part of the fun,
maybe
though.
It's part of the fun is that you don't mention that it's a no-hitter.
Again, Stephen Vogt didn't even talk to his pitcher yesterday while
Hedges
this was going on.
Didn't talk to his pitcher yesterday. And Hedges was the one calling the signals and saying, Gavin brought that up too in the postgame. He goes, it's not like he was over there going, okay, now we need three more, young kid. Get out there. Let's throw two curveballs and a slider.
You know what? That is one thing that is such a throwback in baseball that I do love. That's something as ridiculous, right? As ridiculous as don't jinx a no-hitter. Don't upset. Don't awaken the baseball gods. Like, I kind of love that. Once in a while, it's fun to get silly about this stuff. We don't have to overanalyze and look at a pitch count number.
Are you saying that they shouldn't do it? Or are you saying that's part of the fun?
I wouldn't do it if I were doing, man, it's been so long since I've done baseball and I didn't come close to having a situation like this.
I was never in
the
situation, no.
But
I always wondered what I would do.
I would do everything. Maybe I'd get a little too cute dancing around it, and maybe some people would be frustrated by that, but I'm not ever using the term no-hitter.
Right now it's 60-40 that says that you can jinx a no-hitter by doing that. By outside people saying that. Which I don't think Bob Feller's up in heaven giving a damn what I have to say about a no-hitter, right? It's like he's not going to strike it down and say that you're not going to have a no-hitter. But I do think there is a little bit of a difference. Like, I don't know if Jeff can hear me. Would Jeff say no-hitter during a game? Has Jeff ever said no-hitter during a game?
Hello, Ken.
Hi, Jeff. I didn't know. I know you work on things, so I didn't want to like call
That's
you out
okay.
on anything.
Well,
I
can tell you, I used to do Akron Zips baseball games back in the day, and there was a situation. It was a 7-inning game, and a guy for the Zips had like a no-hitter through 5. So I said on the air, look, it's going to happen whether I say it or not. So I said, hey, guy's throwing a no-hitter. And granted, the next inning, he lost no-hitter. And this was back in the old days when it was just Lee Jackson Field. There was no ballpark on campus. You're basically sitting behind, you know, the dugout area. I got some dirty looks from the Zips. But you know what? Hey, either it's going to happen or not happen. I mean, a damn whether I say it or not. So, unfortunately, he lost it. I didn't lose it for him.
Did any of those guys go on to be major leaguers?
Was not that,
that
I know of.
Was See, that a Jeff go. Thomas loss?
You know, I just think that's your job. When you're doing a game on the radio, I don't fault Tom Hamilton at all for saying it over and over, because you can't see what's going on. He has to tell you what's happening, which is what I was doing on the radio. You got to tell folks. If a guy's throwing a no-hitter, you got to say he's throwing a no-hitter.
But also at the same time, Jeff, okay, and I know we got to go, but I got to think about it like this. You've been doing this a long time. Tom Hamilton's been doing it a long time. Is there a difference, do you believe, between like you, Tom, Anthony Alant, who's just, he's just starting out after college.
Well, he's a child. Let's just start
exactly.
there. Anthony's a child.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't know a damn thing. Why we hired him, I still don't know.
He needs
a
mentor,
Jeff. He's a nice young man. He's a good young man.
He needs a mentor. Where's he going to find one?
He found one right here. Right here, me. I'm going to be Anthony's mentor. Better start eating, kid.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.